Good afternoon. We, after watching the tape, really wasn't much different than what it looked like on the field. It was a poor performance, disappointing. We did not play good together as a team in most all phases, and we got a lot of soul searching to get done. But offensively, we didn't convert on third down, sustained drives, things we talked about going in the ball game. I'm not sure that we handled the situation as a team very good, and the way we started the ball game, and then I feel like our team got frustrated and flustered a little bit, and did not regain our composure for quite a while. Defensively, too many missed tackles, not perimeter run force, guys in the wrong places, guys getting reached in their blocking schemes, and it was just a really, really uncharacteristic performance by our football team, and it's disappointing. Question.
Mike, what did you see from Teddy in just the way that he kind of conducted himself out there? Did he seem a little rattled to you at all as the game went along?
Yeah, this is the first time I've really seen him like that. Usually he's got so much composure, but he did seem that way. I think he was a couple times didn't pull the trigger when he had opportunities to. And, as an example, when he, it's third down and he goes and slides and almost doesn't get the first down instead of going head first and getting the first down. So things like that that is not typical of what he's done and what we've done in practice as well.
Did San Francisco throw some stuff at him that he wasn't really prepared for?
A little bit. I mean, everybody has some different wrinkles. It's they had a couple different pressures that they did, but for the most part, we did not execute very well.
Him, have you gotten a sense of why he may have been unsettled?
No, I've just talked to him briefly. I haven't seen him today.
Do you have any inkling going into this game that the team may not be ready to play, or however, why this happened?
No, I don't believe that they weren't ready to play. I think they were ready to. I think maybe they were ready to play on, like, last Wednesday, and because our practices were high tempo, they were the meetings were good, the walkthroughs were focused, everything leading to this was not very good. And you got to give San Francisco a lot of credit. They out executed us, outplayed us, and no, there was no indication whatsoever. Actually, I was confident going in the ball game. Just from, I went to the walkthrough Monday morning, and I said, "Man, these guys are ready to go." So much for that.
So this is going to be something Teddy's going to deal with, probably initially is. Coming back from a dud like that, what are you going to be looking for in terms of his preparation, his demeanor, heading into Detroit?
I do not think that Teddy is going to throw another clunker. I think that I've never seen that side of him. I think it's probably just an enigma that this happened. But we're going to have to find out and see. So, I base it on what I see in practice and things I do. He had good practices last week, threw the ball. Heck, when we came back we were off Wednesday, Thursday, he was humming the ball. I mean, it was going and he was pumped up. And you could tell, I even walked over to Sean Hill and said, "Man, he's humming it today, isn't he?" He said, "Yeah, he's pretty fired up." And so, I don't know, maybe we're just – and that's when I made that comment last night about – I tried to downplay everything going in the ball game, Monday Night Football and first game of the year, because I knew that these guys would be excited to play. And I also knew that going into San Francisco might be a little bit of a buzzsaw initially because of all the bad things that were being said about them throughout the course of, you know, the off season and this and that. And so I purposely didn't talk a lot, try to get him excited about it, because I knew going into the game that we were excited to play. And then that's why I say just maybe we didn't handle the situation the correct way. And then defensively, we got tired. We didn't, you know, we did some extremely uncharacteristic things. I told the team at halftime, I said, I don't even know who's out there today. I don't know who this team is. I've never seen this side of us before. I guess the closest one that I can remember was when we went up to Green Bay last year on Thursday night. That was, but other than that, I've never seen this team. And not this team this year, for sure.
Did Adrian look tentative to you?
No, I don't think he looked tentative. I think maybe he was what's the best way to say it? I think he was aggressive trying to get to the hole and maybe trying to get there a little bit too fast at times.
Just his pass protection, and how is that dictating your personnel decisions?
Well, he missed one protection, but, you know, he's been working real hard at it. He's gotten a lot better, in my opinion, than what he was. So, you know, I mean, the one blitz that they run the one that they sacked Teddy on about the 2-yard line, they see that exact same blitz every day in practice. So I'm like, come on, you know, so – how does that happen? They see this blitz every single day in practice, and we probably run it better. But we didn't touch two guys, you know. So that's what I say, like, I don't even know who this team is.
They blitzed the A-gap on that, didn't they, on that sack where they came up the middle?
And they had a guy on the outside as well. Yeah, they've seen that for a long time now.
Explain the decision and why the decision was made and when it was to go with Sendejo at the start of turn safety, and then why did you go back to Blanton?
I don't know. It's kind of a fluid situation right there. I'm just trying to somebody give me confidence in that position. Somebody I feel like is going to make the safe play and not the spectacular play. I don't really care about making the spectacular play. I want guys to make safe plays. And then when he missed those tackles, he got cut on one force. You know, then I said, hey, let's put him in and see if he can do anything.
Is Anton Exum a possibility to get into that mix, or you still haven't seen enough consistency?
If he could ever figure out what to do. Once he figures out what to do, he can be a part of that discussion. But if you don't know what to do and you can't do it when things are moving fast, then that's kind of why I started with Sendejo, because I felt like he's a smart guy that knows what to do, that'll kind of be in the right place all the time, and we can have confidence in him making the correct plays.
So in your assessment, who ended up with the better game, Sendejo or Blanton?
It's 50-50.
What's the emphasis this week with run defense, and how do you?
Well, we did a lot of uncharacteristic things there. We jumped inside of blocks a lot. We ran underneath blocks. We didn't fit in the right place a lot of times. We didn't tackle good. We didn't get off blocks. We had one guy making the tackle a lot of times, which is ridiculous. Perimeter run force was poor by whoever it was, the corner, the safety, sometimes the linebacker where he was. So we've got a lot of work to do there.
Add a wild card to that, just because you have to account for him being able to get to the outside that you won't see from other teams, or was it more universal?
Sometimes, this is not the first time this happened. When I was in Cincinnati, we played up at Buffalo, and they were running a lot of the same thing. I can't remember who the quarterback was, but the first half kind of looked like what the last night's first half looked like, and because you're trying to be assignment sound and you got to do this, and it's a little different than some of your normal stuff, and so maybe I put too much emphasis on some of those things. They ran one time, I think they ran a zone read, so it takes it makes your defense a little tentative.
In your mind, when you look at the run defense, do you think it was more missed assignments and people out of spots where they were, or do you think they got pushed around more?
Well, on the perimeter, we got pushed around a little bit. On the inside, guys were, they're supposed to be on the outside shade of a guy, and they go underneath him for no particular reason, and so when those kind of things happen, the integrity of your defense really gets removed. And honestly, they were fairly easy things that we were screwing up. Maybe the Detroit game. I mean, the Green Bay game, too.
Mm-hmm. On his miss, it was really tentative, never had a chance. Do you sense things are seeping in mentally with him right now?
Well, he didn't kick very good in pregame. I don't know. He hit 28 out of 28 in practice last week. So he's got to carry it to the game. And it's worrisome. So,
were you even considering going for the 48-yarder, or was that a fourth down you're going for it immediately?
I wanted to see how much we got on third down before we did. If it was, if it was nothing, then I was thinking about punting that ball too. So, but
any consideration at this point to bringing in someone to push Blair?
No, I'm bringing in consideration to him to pull out of this thing and start kicking like he's capable of kicking.
Are you happy with the number of touches Adrian had, or did the game dictate kind of you had to change some things?
Well, the game dictated a lot of it. We had, I know somebody asked me about the first three plays. We had three passes, but there was runs scripted in there that we got a look that we got out of. It's not always by choice. Sometimes the defense dictates what you're doing.
So when you gather them together tomorrow, what's the message you want them to take out of that comeback meeting?
I'll save it for them.
Last night, such that, does it affect this week, and that there are some things that you maybe have to go back over that you thought or hoped you wouldn't have to worry about after game?
Well, I would hope that I was in a better mood today as well, but... Yeah, you do that every week. You some things that you get hurt on, you got to get corrected. These are correctable things that we had, but not if we we have to play good team defense here. We don't play individual, and guys got frustrated, started acting like individuals, started pressing. We got tired. Then they get sloppy, and they get poor tackling. And backside we got cut a bunch of times. Guys got cut because they're lazy and tired. So two cutback runs is like, come on. Guys just overrunning things, not being in the right place. So that's all discipline things. So we're working all that.
Specifically, how did you think your three starting linebackers did?
Average at best.
Why is that? What were the issues you saw?
We ran under blocks. We didn't get, a bunch of times a fullback came out and outside the tight end, and we stayed inside and tried to go underneath and make a play. We didn't cover the boot very well. We didn't get off blocks good enough. Want me to keep going?
Time for two more.
Any consideration to try to get Kendricks into the mix more, maybe in the base defense? I know you weren't in nickel a ton.
He didn't play that good either. It was equal opportunity last night.
What was that flight like on the way home? What did you kind of sense from your players as they kind of processed it?
It was quiet, but that's not surprising. It was quiet.